This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, you're hearing the Mardi Gras theme there from Carl, the maestro, who's getting a few complaints about the music this morning.
Except Scott was complaining about the music that Todd Pyro picked.
Oh, okay. All right, which we're not going to play anymore moving forward.
Next week it will be back to Tina Turner.
That's a good thing. All right, so I don't know if you've heard this or not, but there is somebody's floated. I think Andy Ogles is the congressman who's floated the idea that they should change the rules so that Donald Trump could run for a third term. Now, I don't know that he's serious about it or that it could ever get through Congress, but we've got Jenna Ellis on the phone with us this morning, a senior advisor, former Trump attorney, but a senior advisor for the American Family Association. She's got her own radio show now, Jenna Ellis in the Morning. How are you, Jenna?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. And happy Fat Tuesday. I didn't actually realize that that was today until the opening music. So yeah. I appreciate that.
Carl's been reminding everybody of that this morning. There's no doubt about it. That's for sure. So on this issue, I guess, first of all, what is your relationship with Donald Trump these days? Because I know that, had less than flattering things to say about him after the last election cycle. Are you guys on speaking terms?
Yeah, sure. And, that's the nature of primaries, is that we all can support our preferred candidate. And I will always choose the most conservative option because I'm a Christian first and foremost. And I was a conservative long before Donald Trump ever ran, beginning in 2015. So, of course, supported my home state governor, DeSantis. But like him, he also endorsed and supported Donald Trump in the general. And I think that most conservatives did that. And I've been incredibly proud of President Trump and all of his picks for everything that they've accomplished in the last few weeks. So Trump 2.0 is really great, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, do you think he would seriously consider a third term? Now, I know this is all like pie in the sky stuff, because getting it through, a two-vote margin in the House and ever getting the Senate to consider changing this would be a tall order, I think. But do you think it's something Trump would consider?
I think Trump absolutely would consider it. And the fact that he's even floated it just shows that, he's interested in that if that were ever an option. And obviously the U.S. Constitution, because of the 22nd Amendment, does not allow that procedurally right now. But you mentioned Congress, and actually Article 5 has another method that we can amend the U.S. Constitution, as we the people, that bypasses Congress and allows the state legislatures, through that same two-thirds majority, to propose amendments to the Constitution that then would have to be ratified by three-fourths of the states. And if you look at the number of Americans, the strong approval rating, the posture currently of the Republican-led state legislatures, I'm more convinced that if this ever were going to be an option, it wouldn't come through Congress, it would come from the state legislatures.
So that would essentially be put on the ballot for us for the next upcoming election, and each state would have to do it individually?
No, it's not in the ballot. Article 5 provides two ways to amend the U.S. Constitution. We've done it 27 times in our nation's history. That's only been through Congress proposing amendments. This would be the state legislature, in the exact same way that Congress would have to pass a petition through two-thirds of each of the houses. The state legislatures would also have to pass a petition. It can't go to the ballot. It's not a citizens' initiative. It is the state legislatures that would pass essentially a bill or a resolution through their state legislature. And interestingly, we have over 400 live petitions for different constitutional amendments that have been passed through state legislatures, but they've never agreed on the subject matter. So we've never gotten to that two-thirds threshold. But if we got to two-thirds of the states that have the same petition, then we would call what is a convening or a convention of the states, and then delegates from the states would go formalize the language of the amendment. If that passes through that convention, it would go to the states to ratify by 3/4, the exact same way that a congressional proposition for an amendment would.
Huh. So it would still be a tall order, Jenna. I mean, I'm sure you've probably done the math, but I mean, I know Republicans control the majority of state houses in the country, state governments, but I don't think they have 2/3, do they?
I think my last count, and I could be wrong on this, but I think that Republicans control 27 currently.
Okay. Right.
So I think it's doable. And I think that that it's possible, but it certainly is a tall order, and it would be very difficult for the next 4 years for this to happen that soon. But I could see an instance where Republican state legislatures would get together and say, you know, hey, this isn't unprecedented in America's history. Of course, we have Roosevelt that served 4 terms. That was why the 22nd Amendment was proposed and ratified. But this would simply be amending the Constitution to allow Trump to do what Roosevelt did. So Procedurally, it's possible.
Could Congress then, if that were to happen, could Congress go and eventually reverse it, though, so that future presidents couldn't do that?
We can always amend the Constitution. That's the brilliance of our founders, because when they originally ratified the Constitution, they said, well, you know, if we want to make any procedural changes, not changes to our substantive rights that are pre-political, but if we want to make changes, we can go in and change things procedurally. So they can't do that and change the Constitution by legislation or by an act of Congress, but they can propose amendments. So they could undo the will of the states. If the states ended up passing this amendment, then Congress could go back. But the states still would have to pass Congress's change by 3/4.
Jenna,
this is the brilliance of the separation of powers.
We've run out of time. Thank you for your time. AFA.net is the American Family Association. Good talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Jenna Ellis there.
Get more at 971talk.com.